This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The nation celebrates its 78th Independence Day today. The main function will be held at the historic Red Fort in Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unfurl the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort. The theme of this year's Independence Day is Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Defence Ministry said the celebrations will serve as a platform to provide a renewed push to the government's efforts towards transforming the country into a developed nation by 2047. With the aim of increasing people's participation in this festival of national fervour, around 6,000 special guests have been invited to witness the celebrations at Red Fort. These people are from different walks of life, including youth, tribal community, farmers, women, and other special guests. They have excelled in various fields with the help of government schemes and initiatives. A total of 250 farmers have been invited as special guests who have benefited from the Prime Minister Kisan Samman Nidhi. Additionally, 300 elected women representatives from Gram Panchayats have been invited, celebrating the growing role of women in local governance. 150 Lakhpati Didis and 150 Drone Didis have also been invited. The Indian contingent, which took part in the recently concluded Paris Olympics, have also been invited to participate in the celebrations. Nearly 2,000 people from various states and union territories have also been invited to witness the grand ceremony. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary simultaneously in Hindi and English of the flag hoisting ceremony and the Prime Minister's address to the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort starting from 7 a.m. onwards. All Akashvani stations, including Vivid Bharati National Service, Vivid Bharati stations, local radio stations, community radio stations, FM Rainbow, FM Gold and other FM channels will relay this broadcast according to their language preference. This broadcast will also be live streamed on Akashvani Air, the official YouTube channel of Akashvani in both languages. The regional language versions of the Prime Minister's address to the nation from the ramparts of Red Fort will be originated by the concerned Akashvani stations on the same day at 9:30 p.m. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is moving together as a cohesive nation with diversity and plurality and tendencies that stoke discord based upon perceived social hierarchies have to be rejected. In her address to the nation on the eve of Independence Day, the President said the spirit of inclusion pervades every aspect of the country's social life. She stressed that affirmative action must be strengthened as an instrument of inclusion. President Murmu highlighted that social justice is a top priority of the government. President Murmu stated that India has been among the fastest growing major economies with an average growth rate of 8% annually. The President noted that government has reduced one more relic of the colonial era by adopting the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita from July this year. President Draupadi Murmu has approved 103 gallantry awards to armed forces and central armed police forces personnel on the eve of Independence Day. These are 4 Kirti Chakras, including 3 posthumous, 18 Shaurya Chakras, including 4 posthumous, and 1 Bar to Sena Medal gallantry. Among the gallantry awards are 63 Sena Medals gallantry, including 2 posthumous, 11 Nau Sena Medals gallantry, and 6 Vayu Sena Medals gallantry. A total of 1,037 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of the Independence Day. Home Minister Amit Shah has extended his congratulations to the personnel who have been awarded gallantry and service medals. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the National Pest Surveillance System on the occasion of the Independence Day in New Delhi today. This digital initiative by the Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare utilizes cutting-edge technologies. And that is the end of this news bulletin.